coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. Greg, we're looking at defense in this segment and the defensive ends, and it's an interesting group. Got some guys who are bigger, some guys who are smaller, some guys who don't have a lot of playing experience, but very intriguing. You've got Ziggy Ansah from BYU. Greg, what have you seen from him?
Well, the one thing that jumps out is he's got natural athleticism that you can't teach. He's a smooth athlete with explosive traits. Now, when he played at BYU, they lined him up all over. And I'm sure there's a lot of discussions in draft rooms as to where does this guy play in the National Football League. Now, keep in mind, it's a league where defensively there's a lot more versatility, flexibility with schemes. So you don't necessarily have to say he plays this position and that's it. I think you can line him up in multiple spots. Now, we're going to see a play here. This is the athleticism that you talk about. He's going to be right here. Okay, so if you watch him, just look at this as we let this run. Look at him run from one side. I mean, this is a 6'5 plus, 271-pound man.
Right.
So that's the kind of athleticism you look at. And we're going to see another play right here. He's going to be aligned this time. He's in the same spot, but he has a tight end aligned over him. So just, again, watch the movement. He sheds the block, spins off of it, and then makes a play. Look at the stride length. Look at the movement. When you saw him at the combine, and again, it's not a function of what his numbers were. It's just watching him move at him. He is really an athletic guy with explosive traits.
Now, one thing I do want to mention, one executive said to me, he said, you got to make sure, because he doesn't have a lot of experience, you've got to have good coaches who want him, who are going to work with him, because he's a highly intelligent kid, a hard worker, and he likes the game, he wants to learn, but as you said, the thing you love, multiple positions for this guy, and that gives him extra value.
But because of that, he's a little dangerous too, because he's very raw and inexperienced in the nuances of the game. So the question is, he can be a great kid. We know that you can have great kids, great coaches, sometimes it doesn't translate. So as much as you like the athleticism, there's still a leap of faith.
No, I totally agree with you. Now, out of the Pac-12, we've got Dayton Jones, who's an interesting player that not a lot of people talk about, Greg.
You know what? I really like this kid a lot. This kid basically played 3-4 defensive end for UCLA. But when I watched him, again, I thought he had great position versatility. He clearly can play 3-4 DN. I thought he could play 4-3 DN. I even thought he could play 4-3-3 technique D tackle. He had that kind of movement to him. I really like this kid on film. And again, we're dealing with another play here from the Senior Bowl. I believe this is Jones right here. And I think if you see him run, again, this is a kid. Look at the movement. This is why I say I think he can line up and play 4-3 DN, because you did see him bend the edge and get the corner, even though the ball was out quick and it wasn't a sack. But I think he's got a multiple skill set that can fit with a lot of different front looks.
Now, you mentioned bending the edge. DeMontre Moore from Texas A&M is interesting, because you look at the body type, over 6'4", 250. Yeah. Is he an outside linebacker, or is he a 4-3 DN?
Yeah, and I see him more as a 4-3 DN. I'm sure others see him as an outside linebacker. We know he had a bad combine, but the film's really good with this kid. I really like this kid on film. One thing I really liked was what I like to call his playing personality. Effort all the time. Was always
plays to the whistle.
Like always that. Pressing to the play. You know, a lot of people said, well, I don't love him because a lot of his sacks were hustle sacks. Well, I don't view that as a bad thing. But I know what they're saying. They're saying that maybe he didn't initially win.
Right.
But
right.
You know what? In this league, hustle's important. And when you watch film, you always notice the guys that sort of stop or start to jog and the guys who keep playing. As I said, pressing to the play is the term I use. And I thought this kid always pressed to the play.
Now, Barcavius Mingo out of LSU is probably the more popular players for this draft.
Yeah.
A lot of opinions on this guy. What have you seen?
Yeah, and I'm one of those people with a lot of opinions on this guy. Sometimes I watch him and I think, this kid's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Other times I watch him and I say, you know what? He's a long, lanky kid. He does not have great flexibility. He's not a bend-the-edge guy. Has he done that at times? Sure. but he's not a naturally flexible guy. He's built like a basketball player. He's very thin-waisted. He's not a natural bender. And he's ultimately, I think he's going to be a linebacker in this league, first of all, but he's only 230. He played at 235 pounds at LSU.
241 at the combine,
241
right.
at the combine. And I know he ran fast, and I guess we'll find out. But I think as a pass rusher, there were times I looked at him. I watched a lot of LSU tape. There were times I looked at Mingo and said, wow, I like this kid. And there's other times I looked at him and I said, he's just getting eaten up because he's thin. He's not, doesn't have a lot of girth to him. How is he going to rush the quarterback in the NFL? So I keep going back and forth. I'm sure I'll go back and forth on him until he's drafted.
Well, divergence of opinions out there for Barkevious Mingo. Now, his teammate at LSU, Sam Montgomery, a guy that not a lot of people talk about, but I know this, executives like him because when they more tape they watch, they like him. What do you think?
Yeah, and he's what we call a speed-to-power pass rusher. In other words, gets off the ball quick, gets into the offensive lineman, and then can drive him back with power and leverage. Speed-to-power. And that's the kind of pass rusher he is, more so than a bend-the-edge guy. The one thing that was very interesting watching tape, and it troubled me, he was consistently late off the ball. Mm. And usually in the NFL, one of the attributes that makes a good pass rusher is they get off the ball quick. Now, can that be taught? I'm sure it can, but I saw it an awful lot when I watched LSU tape. He was consistently late off the ball.
Now, Tank Carradine at Florida State, unfortunately, tore his ACL in November, had surgery before the year was out, Greg. Was playing well before he got hurt. What did you
see
from him?
And in fact, I'm in the minority, I think, but I like him more than his teammate Werner, the other defensive end.
Interesting, really?
I do.
For the injury, obviously. Okay.
Yeah, I do. And I think Carradine is a versatile player. I think he can also stand up in a two-point stance. I think that he's got some explosive traits to him. Not DeMarcus Ware explosive, but I think Carradine gives you some versatility in how you can use him, and I liked him a lot on tape.
Now, you mentioned his teammate, Bjorn Werner,
from
Florida State. Greg, looks like to me a typical 4-3 end, but you've watched tape. Could he play outside linebacker?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he's a 4-3 D end. I have read the same thing and heard from some people. They see him as an outside linebacker. I don't see that due to his body type. He does flash explosive traits, this kid. There are times you watch him and you say, wow, this kid's a top 5 or a top 10 pick. There are other times I watch him, I don't see it at all. He's a kid who does not press to the play. I spoke about that with DeMontre Moore. Werner's not a kid who presses to the play. If his initial move, and very often his initial move works because he's a quick kid and an athletic kid, there's no doubt about that. But if his initial move does not work, very often you see a clear sort of drop in his energy level. So I'm always bothered by that, but there's a lot to work with this kid.
Now, when we look at Margus Hunt from SMU, the tallest, the tallest DN I've seen in years, 6'8", 1/10", but only 277. As one executive said to me, he said he's got the capability, he thinks, to go to about 290, but he said, you know what? You have to really decide what he is before you draft
him. When you spoke to people, have people said where they think he plays?
3-4 DN.
Yeah, which is probably what he plays. We're going to see him right here. Here he's in a 4-3 front. But if you look at him here, he's basically covered. So it's almost as if he's playing a 3-4. And you can see him make a play here. You know, he's a very big kid. And you watch him. He's got athleticism to him. And when I watched him on tape, he moved some people. People are going to talk about the level of competition. He played at SMU. He didn't play in the SEC. But that's not that relevant to me. Ultimately, I think he's probably a 3-4 D end. Can he move inside? And again, I'm not comparing him to J.J. Watt, but can he move inside and rush the quarterback inside? My guess is over time he can. And I think he can become a very good player because he's a big-time athlete.
Yeah, and you like the size. Now, finally here, we've got Alex Okafor from Texas.
Yeah.
Greg, what do you think of him?
Yeah, he's athletically pretty good, but he's frustrating to watch. Because there are times I watched him and I said to myself, wow, this kid's a first-round pick. Look at him rush the quarterback. Look at him move. Then there are other times I watch him and I said, he just doesn't look very good at all. Mm. So I would bet he'll be all over people's draft boards, Adam. And I could see a team, because he shows pass rush capability, and that's always in high demand in the NFL, I could see a team jump up and take him because he shows both power and he shows quickness. But then if the teams that watch games, the games where he doesn't play well, I could see them saying, no, there's just no consistency to his performance.
You know, it's interesting. Listening to you here with these DNs, this reminds me of the quarterback position. Intriguing, but I don't see one clean guy here.
No, there probably isn't. I don't think there's a guy you look at and you say, he's a wow.
Right, right.
So,
right.
But again, it also comes down to this. No one enters the NFL as a finished product. I think we all get lost sometimes, and believe me, I do it as much as anyone. You critically evaluate these guys, and you point out a lot of negatives, and then you have to step back and say, wait a second. These are college kids. They need to be coached. In college, you only get 20 hours a week, and it's all done on scheme and design, not on individual instruction. So a lot of these kids need to be coached. That's why you have to look at their physical. We talked about Ziggy Ansah.
Right.
He has the natural athleticism you look at. Is he raw and totally inexperienced? Absolutely. But you hope you can coach the kid. That's what coaches are for.
No, I agree. Coaching is going to be very, very big for these kids at the next level. All right, that's Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. Keep watching us inside the film room.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans.